Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of His and Hers. It is Friday night, so it is His and Hers Friday. This is your girl, Dulce Diva, bringing in the weekend with the His and Hers crew. First up, we have the one and only, the Kane.
I'm about to use that.
You weren't prepared for the El Bishop, huh?
I'd rather use that.
You said don't ever use that.
I said I'm going to have to use that. I'm going to have to use that.
Oh, you better use it. Okay. All right. You better use that. A little bit of Espanol for you. And then we have the one, the only, the queen of retro-tree herself, Mabu from the AZ. Free, how are you?
Hey. I'm good. It's Friday.
We could tell. We could definitely tell. because you like extra loud right now. Like you had.
I'm excited for the holidays. It's like the holiday weekend. I'm like super pumped.
The holidays.
Right now. I know you ain't talking about no 420. You better not be talking about no 420.
I thought I explained
it
already. I thought I explained
it. I need some certification that that's a real holiday.
To all those lucky individuals living in states where it's okay, happy 420, y'all.
This guy, because I can't even say a girl. This guy. That's all I can say right now.
Hope you got them
this
cookies.
That is the
brownies.
Devil Bobby Boucher.
All right. Well, tonight it's just the three of us. We might get a somebody coming in at some point. We might, but it's no guarantees. So it's just us. Are you all prepared for this?
I am prepared.
Oh, I'm as prepared as I'm gonna be.
Okay. Well, let's start it with this. Let's get this party on the road. I've been drinking. I'm good. I even put my Ratchet Beyonce song just to start the night off. So, here goes. Anonymous, please. I have been with my fiance for almost 5 years, and it has been a bumpy road, to say the very least. We are now stronger than ever, and we both cannot wait to be officially married. Our problems have laid with his mother, whom has tried to break us up from day one by including, but definitely not limited to, her inviting a female to Christmas and telling her that she will keep me occupied while they rekindle, asking me if he ever punched me and broke my face, if I would put him in jail, and I said yes. And she went and told them I want to put him in jail and so much more. It's crazy. But what has bothered me more than anything is a couple of years ago, his parents took his daughter to a skating rink and invited us. And while my husband was skating, well, she said hubby, was skating with his daughter and I was filming them on my phone, she started talking horribly about his daughter and saying stuff that really hit home to me. She was talking about her weight and how bad built she is and how I've been labeled by doctors as obese since I was 6. So needless to say, I stood up for her. A couple of days later, his child's mother, I hate that term, baby mama, by the way, was extremely angry, saying I was talking bad about her, and she really wanted to fight me, and I couldn't understand why. Finally, a couple of years later, yesterday, what I had suspected, which is that his mother lied on me, was saying that everything that she had been saying was actually said by me. My hubby and I have cut off his parents because she is so evil towards me and continues to try to break us up, so that that is taken care of. His child's mother believes that his mother has gotten in her head about me as well, which explains why she has become so detached. This whole mess his mother started has taken away a lot of time we could have spent trying to build bonds. We could have done more, and we take responsibility for that. But it was so hard with the tension and people thinking so horrible when I have been a loving person my whole life. We really want to build a strong bond with her. We really wanted to build a strong bond with her daughter, both separately and together. But with all of the lies, advice to help me do that on my end because she is crazy about her dad. So that won't be hard at all. But how do I build that bond? I don't have kids and never have even dated a man with kids or a manipulative crazy mom whom, by the way, has been on crack for over 20 years. If you're wondering why she is the way she is. So I just need some mothering advice because I genuinely want to be a part of this beautiful young lady's life, and she is 13. Jesus. This woman just did a whole soliloquy. All right, who wants to go first on this one? Because I know we started really deep.
That was a whole lot right there.
Wasn't it?
All I can say is, like, you can only be responsible for your experiences with that child. like what the mother does and what she says about you and all those other things, that's out of your control. You can't control her mouth. You can't control her actions. You can only make pleasant experiences when you are around that child and build your own rapport with her. And since this is new to you, you know what I mean, you can just think of it as like, you know, just being a positive role model, not necessarily like a mother or something of that nature, but just being a positive figure in that child's life. And this is why I don't like to date men with baby mamas, because you never know like what their baby mama is like. You don't know like how crazy she can be. Ugh. Good luck.
But this isn't even good about luck, the baby mama. This is about his mother. This is about her husband's or her future mother-in-law. This is about her.
Oh,
it's not even
okay.
About her child's mother.
Okay, I got that mixed up. I thought it was the baby mom who had said something about it. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
his daughter's mother said something because his daughter's grandmother, meaning his mom, was talking trash about the girl, and she basically lied on the girlfriend, saying that she had talked shit about her, when in actuality it was the grandma talking all the shit.
Oh damn, there ain't really nothing.
So she,
that's moms. It's like it really ain't much you can do about moms. Like she's forever.
Yeah, well, she's,
you know.
Right. What she's trying to do is she's trying to figure out a way that they can actually, she can actually build a bond with her boyfriend's daughter. And she doesn't know how because all of these lies have been spoken.
How old is the little girl?
13.
Okay, like, little girls like doing like little girly things at that age. Like, you know, take her to go get her little fingernails painted or something and just be like the cool one, because I don't know. Once grandma gets started, it's kind of like, what can you really say or do about it? But like I said, just focus on your experiences with the child and just creating happy experiences for her to know you by. Because at the end of the day, it's
mm-hmm.
about the little girl and how she feels about you, not anybody else.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's really hard to when it's you know, the child's grandmother talking all this crap, and because they have so many underlying issues, it's really hard. She's just gonna have to be patient and take her time to build you know, a rapport with his daughter, since they've already cut off his parents, and at this point they're just trying to, you know, mend broken fences that weren't broken by them, but by his parents. So, yeah. Okay. All right, next question. I believe in second chances in life, but when do you draw a line when it comes to standards in a relationship? When do you give them the boot? Would you date someone who has a felony or multiple felonies when you don't? What if they're overly sensitive and you have to babysit their feelings? Would you stick around if they have an argumentative character? Shit, when is this enough? When do you draw the line?
That's very individual. You know what I mean? Because, like, I feel like everybody has baggage, and, like, we all have to deal with somebody's baggage and, you know, dealing with those types of things. I mean, felonies and stuff of that nature, I mean, that's very, I don't know, that's very broad and wide open, because it could be anything. A felony can be anything. So, I don't know. I think it's just whatever you're comfortable with being able to deal with. If it's too much for you, then that's fine. That it's too much for you. I don't see why, you know, people feel the need to have to deal with a person's problems or issues in their lives, especially when it's just like that dating phase. That stuff's crazy to me. But if it's out your comfort zone, it's out your comfort zone. You don't have to apologize for that, do you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
Good. I think Fruity pretty much summed it up. You know, situation like that, you just got to know what you will and won't accept and what you can actually deal with. You know, don't go into a situation convincing yourself you can handle it when the truth of the matter is you already know before, prior to even getting involved in it, that you can't. Not for you. Leave it alone.
Okay. And I just wanted to, I'm having some issues here. I know somebody, a couple of our forum members had actually commented on this and said their piece about it. Just bear with me one moment. My computer is giving me some technical difficulties. All right. Mridiatra, she says, when you feel like it interjects with your piece, the dough. And Raphael said he discusses the lines in the beginning as we come to an understanding. That way, when you cross the line, you know what the consequences are, and there's no question, you're guilty and goodbye. Which makes sense because, you know, if you don't talk about boundaries, if those issues are not addressed, then when lines are crossed, it's going to be just chaos, a whole lot of chaos. So, we are going to discuss a picture that, Eddie, you shared this, about a woman who makes over $10,000 a month by asking her quote-unquote boyfriend for abortion money?
Ah, yes. That's funny.
We haven't talked about this, but if you aren't a member of our forum, please go to Facebook.com and do a search for TSOTS Presents Collective Insights. That's the forum for our show, and this is where we discuss, you know, everything that we talk about on the show. And it reads as follows. Natasha Brown said, I have at least 54 current boyfriends, and after 3 weeks of unprotected sex, I tell them I'm pregnant and not ready for a baby. I then ask them for abortion money. She told investigators that she picks the ones that just got paid and usually gets between $400 and $500 from each one of her boyfriends. She told investigators that she's been earning over $10,000 a month doing this, and she does not get tired. Investigators called two of her currently claimed boyfriends, and they were very unsuspected. 28-year-old Jamal Jones said he gave her the money because he, quote-unquote, didn't want no kid with her because she had a thotty reputation, but that he still loved her. That's out of control. How do you deal with somebody who has a thotty reputation, but you still love them? Like, how? That doesn't compute for me. How does that compute for either of you? Because that doesn't compute for me.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. that's like you walk into the night, you got an ugly chick, and y'all get ready to go out in public somewhere. And it's like you have her go in first before you, so you won't be seen with
her. That don't make no damn sense. Like, I don't. It doesn't make any kind of sense to me. Raphael said, if you're going to be a hoe, then hustle. And if you're raw digging in the thought reputation chick, then you better pay up.
Hey.
Yes.
Exactly. You're going to sit up there.
What does that say about you, though? Like, if you know this, she got a spotty reputation. What is that? That speaks volumes about you and the standard that you have for in women. Because if you're willing to go in. He what?
It says he loves thoughts.
Apparently so.
He's part of Thought Nation.
He got to be a thought if he's dealing with that.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
This is true. This is very, very true. I don't know. Like, this is just out of control for me.
But 54, though. Okay. 54 boyfriends. And you gonna tell me one of these niggas found out about each other?
How do you keep up with 54 dudes? Freak, can you keep up with 54 dudes? I know you got 54 dudes in your inbox, but
nah. I ain't even got the time management for that. I really don't. And I usually keep a squad. I usually have a team. So 54, that's just a bit outrageous right there. 54 of them? And she's fucking every last one of them.
Do you understand
that? I can't.
That is a complete NFL team football roster.
Wow.
That is a complete NFL team football roster plus one. Because an NFL team has to have 53 players to have a full roster.
I want to know how she keeps it tight. That's what I want to know. I know how she keeps it tight.
No, how does she steer clear from the STDs? Now, don't mean suck a dick. I mean the. How does she stay away from the infections and all the sexually transmitted infections that come with sex? Like, because if she's fucking 54 dudes, it's hard for 54 dudes to be all the way clean, realistically.
Yeah,
in this day and age, I would agree.
And all that. Mm-mm.
Exactly.
Mm-mm.
Exactly. So
that's
what is she telling them though? Because I'm quite sure all of these dudes, you know what I'm saying? Somebody had at least had enough sense to at least try to put a condom on at first. So it was like, what is she telling these dudes to all?
I'm on the pill.
I'm
clean. Don't worry. I can't get pregnant no more.
Like all this stuff wasn't right, and then a few weeks later, she talked about some she's pregnant. Like really? Yeah. No,
I feel so bad for you guys. I really do, because like the numerous ways that women can be so scandalous, it's just. I feel bad for you guys, from appearances to things like this. Like, I don't even know what to tell my nephew when dealing with females when he gets older. Like, you can't trust none of these bitches. You can't trust none of them. If she says she's pregnant, you go get the pregnancy test and have the bitch sit in front of you and piss on it. Like, don't trust.
Not only that, when you gotta also get that DNA test done after they have the baby if they decide to keep it.
Oh, it's mandatory. It's mandatory. Like, all the males in our family, I'm sorry, nothing against you guys, but we do this in our family. We do DNA tests. There we go. We want to make sure.
Because that's just crazy.
No confusion.
I mean, and when you come across a situation like this, I'm sorry. I don't care if anybody gets mad or not. I'm going to say this. Yes, a DNA test should be mandatory. 54. That's the key number right now, 54. And she pulling in 10 stacks a month.
You like fucking a different dude every day.
She's banging more than one dude every day. I feel like she has a freaking system. She has a whole fucking schedule. Because 54 dudes, yo, like...
Right.
54 dudes. That's damn near 2 months worth if you're doing one person a day. You just have to gotta keep at least
two to three people a day.
That's crazy.
That is two more dudes than it is weeks in a year.
That's just crazy. That's crazy. And aside from how trifling this is, because it is trifling, I'm amazed with the management skills that she has to maintain 54.
True like, shit.
I'm really thinking about, like I said, you meet this guy, you make him think it's cool, you go on a date, you know, you fuck, you know, you try to keep his interest for another week, and you know, so you can spring the whole, oh, I missed my period on him.
Boyfriend.
You know what I mean?
And she's calling him boyfriend. I'm mad at the fact that she's calling them boyfriends. These are not her boyfriends. Because a boyfriend is somebody who is going to be there, a boyfriend is somebody you take home to your family to meet them, to your parents. And I'm thinking,
right?
You know,
right.
She doesn't have 54 boyfriends. She got 54 dudes that she's fucking.
She probably has a family for hire, like on standby. Like, okay, it's family night. She's going to come meet the family tonight.
Or maybe, you know what? Maybe her own family. Maybe she got her own family that, you
maybe
know,
they're in
she
on
breaks
it.
Off a little
they're,
bit.
Maybe they're in on the
house.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
I'm going to say, hey, now, hey, 10 stacks a month? Hey, you can easily get some family members to get in on, you know what I'm saying? Look, I could pay mom
to cook a dinner once a week. I could pay mom
exactly.
to do that. Mom could
exactly.
cook family dinner every Sunday.
Exactly.
Meet another one. Hey, Mom, it's Rob. You know the one I've been telling you about?
Oh, come on, man.
Oh,
you
my
know?
God.
Let me get a good look at
I've heard so much about you type shit. What the fuck?
He done told us so much about you. You know, we feel like you already a member of the family.
Man.
That's just crazy. But they're out there.
That
this
is
the
out
part
of
is.
Control.
There's yep. more
what?
Like her out there.
Yep.
Crazy.
Oh,
that's the sad part. Yes, this is true. Like I definitely believe that there are more females like her out there, and I say females because I don't consider her a woman. She is. No.
Nah.
Not at all. Because this trick.
Yeah.
See, there you go. But technically speaking, that's what she. That's what she is. I hate to say that.
What a trick!
Well, come on, now. But I didn't.
She is. She doing all types
54.
Of tricks. Performing all
54.
Types of tricks.
No bullshit. 54 dudes, young. 54. Let
54.
That shit sink in. 54 dudes. 54 active.
Listen,
54
listen,
dudes active. She's actively fucking.
That is.
Oh,
as of recent.
54 fucking dudes, yo.
Even if I said
okay.
January 1st, that's still a lot of men.
That's a lot.
I'm wondering if she gets tired.
Is
if she got some. That's what? 100 and what?
I was getting ready to say that's 54 penises. That's 108 pads that she is working, whether daily, weekly. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. 54, man. Like 54.
Yeah.
You know how much
mileage
is on her coochie right now?
Man, so much mileage.
I need a Kelly.
It has,
this is where you say, "What? Show me the whole facts."
Man, her pussy starts
right.
falling.
Show
down.
Me the
way
whole
down.
Facts.
Way down.
And what?
Did,
there's somebody in the chat room.
It.
Man, there's somebody in the chat room, and I can't understand how to actually say their screen name. But he said, this person said, I don't know if it's a man or a woman. They said, like Mike Epps said, vinegar, snap that pussy back, keep it tight.
Ain't all the vinegar in the world going to snap that pussy back. Like, nah.
True shit. Nah. Like, that's a lot of fucking, yo. Like, that is just way too much fucking. Like, I'm wondering, does she get irritated down there? Like, and she has to get irritated. She's got a whole lot of stamina. Dealing with 54 dudes? That's a whole lot of cardio.
That's, man, hey, I can't even fathom having sex that many times. And I'm pretty, you know, my stamina's pretty up there. I'm pretty up there, and that's just a bit much. That's wow. That's wow.
Listen to him taking notes. Right. I hear you. I hear you, Bishop, taking notes and whatnot.
All I said was,
all right, let's move forward. Let's move forward from this trick real quick.
All right.
Poetry actually it was Patrick. Patrick, he shared this. It's a picture question, and it says, she asked him out, but who pays?
She do. She pays. It says she asked him out, right?
Yeah. It does say she asked him out.
Okay.
It does indeed say she asked him out. L. Bishop.
Listen, I was taught.
Did we lose you?
No.
What'd you say?
No. I was taught, whoever asks, that's who pays. That's all I'm taught.
Word.
So if I ask a young lady,
that's exactly what I said. I said I'm with it because I said the same thing. If she asked him out, then she should be paying. Whoever does the asking, that's the person who the bill is going to be covered by. Because don't be that girl who's like, oh, we should go out, we should hang out and stuff, and he picks you up and stuff, and you just wait for him. You just wait for him. Once the bill comes, you're waiting for him to pay. No, if you're doing the asking out, you need to pull out your card, make sure you got money in the bank to pay for you know the expenses of going out to dinner and all that shit.
Yeah, I've seen this question, and it's amazing that there are women who actually think that he is supposed to pay. Like, how do you set up a whole date and then expect the person you ask to pay for it? That's baffling to me.
But they will do it.
Yeah.
It's baffling.
And some guys, I've dealt with some guys whom I've actually, you know, hung out with, and even though, you know, I was ready to pay for my straight. Like, even if it wasn't a date, technically, we were just hanging out. And, you know, I planned on going Dutch and me paying for whatever I did, whether we were going to the movies or going bowling or whatever the case may be. I was planning on paying for my bowling shoes and games and shit. And he was like, no, I got this. I know guys that are like that. But don't expect that just because you're asking somebody out that the dude should be paying all the time, because that's unfair, in my opinion.
Yeah. If she ever asks you out, guys, just automatically respond, you paying?
Since you're asking me out, I know you got me, right? Exactly.
I have turned down a few of my female friends that have ask me out, you know what I'm saying, to go out and go get something, you know, that type of stuff. And they like, you know, I'm paying. I had to ask them. They were like, I'm paying. I was like, yeah, I'm straight. And they're like, why? Because just now, for me, it's just like, even though I believe that, I still, it's just like, no, if I ain't got no money, I'm good. We'll go out enough time when I get some money. But right now, if I ain't got the money, the extra money to spend, like, go out and that type of stuff, yeah. I've got chewed out for not going to.
Okay. So next we're actually going to talk about this question, another picture question, and Free posted this shit. Where do you find this shit? Like, where? This is why she's a queen of ratchetry. Because this is out of, like, I was looking at this and I looked sideways. I was like, wait a minute. Where does this shit come from? Like, where? And it's a guy and a girl. They're hugged up and walking, and it says, "Ladies, could you date a bisexual man?" The fuck? What do you mean? What the fuck do you mean? Could I date a bisexual man? And I think this question actually got a little. I think it got crazy. It got crazy response. The first thing I said was, "Bruh, seriously." Like I was shaking my. I was literally looking at that and shaking my damn head. I was like, "I can't deal."
That's a hell no for me.
No, it's a fuck no for me. Personally, that's a fuck no for me. I'm married, and I know my husband is all the way straight. He doesn't even let me barely, like, graze the side of his butt cheek. Like, he's like, whoa, don't go there. And granted, that's all, it all belongs to me, but he's like, no. So I know he's all the way straight. There is no comfort in him feeling, he feels uncomfortable with anything or anyone touching his ass. Unless it's like a doctor and there's something that has to be done, and even then he's complaining. Dominique said she'd stay single before she dealt with that hot mess. And she said she's just wondering if he cheats, will it be with a man or a woman? And she would feel some type of way about that. Fuck yes. Fuck yeah.
I mean,
more.
At the end of the day, either way, you still cheating.
Yeah. But you're cheating. I'm just trying to, like, you know how crazy it would be? Like, okay. Eddie, how would you feel if you're dealing with a woman and you find out she's cheating on you with another woman?
Been there.
Oh. Okay. Well,
then there twice. Yeah.
Well, damn. Okay, so it was a very uncomfortable situation for you.
It was. It most certainly was.
Was it an ugly situation?
It was an ugly situation because it wasn't like in the very beginning when we met, she came out and she said, "Hey, I'm bisexual." She didn't say that.
Okay.
I found that out.
And you wouldn't have dealt with that person if they would have told you that.
I probably would have cut her off because that's not my thing. Because I'm not sharing. I don't give a hell to the fact who it is. I'm not sharing you with another man. I'm not sharing you with another woman. Both of all that.
Right.
Not doing it. So, no, if she had told me up front, I'd have been like, oh, okay, that's nice. We can be cool. We can't date or nothing. We can get no relationship. You know, and that actually happened to be one of the worst relationships I had ever been in.
Wow.
Again, that's a hell no for me. Hell no.
It's a fuck no for me. Granted, we don't have them issues in this household.
We
can
be free.
But...
We could be homies.
Or like you said, I'm looking at these comments, and you said, hell the fuck no. Mike said men can't be bisexual. And Ooj said, you're just the gay man that likes the occasional vag. Okay. All right. Oh, all right, that question had me all the way done. I was like, fuck no. Okay. And what is the final answer to? There's a picture questioning. Well, it's a video, but the question, because it's paused, it's pretty much a picture question to a degree. Question is, who is this bitch? A, I don't know. B, I only gave half the dick. C, why you on my phone? Or D, I'll pack my shit now. So what is your answer?
See, they really messed up with them answers, or better yet, with those choices. Because Either right. way, the results are not going to be good unless your chick is just simple-minded. Now, if she's simple-minded, you could probably go with A and be like, I don't know, you know, make up some kind of crazy story. And she might believe. There's a 50% chance she might believe if she's simple-minded. And she has to got her head on straight. There is a 0% chance that you can use either one of them from A to D, and she not trying to knock your head off your body. So
best believe.
You might want to go with D and just pack your stuff up, because at least that way, if you pack it up, it's a good chance you'll still have it. Versus you leaving and you let her get her hands on it. You ain't going to have nothing.
Pretty much, because shit is going to get pawned and sold.
I still want to know how you only give up half the dick.
Can't.
You can't give.
It was just a tip. That's as bad as it was just a tip. Why was your dick close enough that half of it got in there, even if the tip wasn't there?
Because she, like, slipped.
The tip is bullshit. And you ain't accidentally falling the pussy. Ain't nobody ever accidentally fell in the pussy. Never.
Well, you know, somebody might accidentally slip and fail. You know, things happen. Crazy things.
Stop that shit. No. Hell no. How do you fall?
Let me be the person to the first
thing. How do you accidentally slip and fall? And when you fall, you accidentally... Why is your dick out? How did your dick come out of your pants? How did your pants fall down? And how did your dick end up in this chick's vagina? Like, why?
We were exercising.
Yeah. That's just...
I had on some shorts.
I'm just saying,
this is some of the stuff some of these dudes come up with. These are some of the most pitiful lies some of these dudes come up with.
Straight BS.
It's straight up BS.
I'm not disagreeing with y'all. I'm just saying this is some of the stuff that these brothers sit up here and they come up with, and there's actually some simple-minded females out there. And I know somebody's going to sit up there and say, the man of God is sitting up there calling women simple. Listen, I'm sorry. The truth is, there are some simple-minded women out here. Just like there are some simple-minded brothers out here. It is what it is.
Wow. So here's a question. I know you're the only guy on tonight, but I'd like your take on this. And I'll share what some of the guys shared up in their responses. Would you date a woman that can't have children?
I saw that. I don't think I commented, but I did see it. I have to say no. I'm gonna explain why.
Okay.
There was a time where I considered it when I was younger. Like in my 20s, I considered it. We could always adopt or something like that. But as I got older, I began to realize the fact that I do want children of my own that has my blood running through their veins that can carry on the lineage. And so, I couldn't, not at all, nothing against the sisters out there. Let me say this now for all those that might be listening or future listeners that's going to listen to this. Nothing against y'all. Doesn't mean the simple fact y'all are not desirable, all that type of stuff. Just personally, for me and probably brothers that have that same mindset as me, y'all can't do it.
Okay. It's a valid point because I know some people, you know, it's your right to decide what you want and don't want to do in a relationship.
Jason said the older he gets, the less kids he wants. So maybe. Javon said he would. He would date somebody that, you know, can't have children. Ooch said, eh. But Patrick said he would. Nobody is perfect, and if they did get married, he would be open to adoption or a surrogate mother if she wouldn't mind it. It all depends on what you are willing to do and what you aren't willing to, or you know what, where your compromise is or where it isn't. Because I know, you know, there are men that want children to actually biological children. And there's nothing wrong with that, because that's something that you want. That's something that's your preference.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with that at all. So it's just what you decide to do, and as long as, I think if you have a conversation about this, you know, when you start seeing that your relationship is getting into, you know, a more serious state, that's when you start having conversations about children and what you want to do in procreation and all that stuff. Okay. Free, you shared a link on an article about Bow Wow and how he got shamed on social media for still living at home with his mother. Why don't you elaborate a little bit on that?
About a week ago, Bow Wow had shared that he shares a home with his mother, and that his fiance Erica Mena from Love and Hip Hop, she's going to be moving into the home with them because they're getting married. And he caught a lot of flack on social media. Like, if you could have seen, like, some of those Twitters and, like, Facebook comments and stuff, like, they are, like, completely going in on this guy because he shares a home with his mother. So that's where we're at.
Okay. If anybody has read, if you're following us on the forum, you click the link and you can read the article. This says that his house, he's got, so I can actually quote this properly.
Yeah, I do believe it was 8 bedrooms.
Yeah, he has an 8-bedroom mansion that he shares with his fiance and his mom. And he said that the house is too big, but he also wants to make sure that his mother is comfortable forever. First thing here is he actually bought this house. This is not his mama's house. This is not the house that he grew up in that has, you know, that, like, somebody, one of our followers said it was a three-bedroom, two-bath that everybody shares, and it's a small house. This is a freaking mansion. He said that when he first moved to Atlanta and Jermaine Dupri had the same situation, he took part of the house and his mom had the whole rest of it. And he said that he wanted to have the same setup because, you know, as you get older, so do your parents. And especially if you're dealing with issues you're going to have, or you just want to be, you know, have your mom, you know, in arm's reach. And so he says that it's like he has a condo downstairs. He's had about 100 people there, and his mom has been asleep, and she hasn't heard the music, the screaming, the laughter, or drinking. I mean, he's had full-blown house parties downstairs while she's been in bed asleep. So he's comfortable with it. Personally, I think if it's a situation where both you and your partner or your mate have enough space that you have your own privacy, and you know your parents are there, and you're not crowding each other, I don't see what the big deal or what the big whoop is about. personally, that's my personal opinion. I think if you have more than enough room to have, you know, even if there's like a in-law suite or pool house or house or, you know, in the back, as long as you have your family and they have their privacy and you have yours, I don't see how that can be an issue. I don't find that to be an issue, me personally.
Let me see. I'm gonna keep this godly. I'm gonna keep this godly.
Okay.
First things first, as it was stated, he bought the house. So it's not his mother owned the house, and he just so happened to have to move in. And even if that was the case, let's be for real. How many of us have found ourselves in a situation where financially we was in trouble and we had to go home and get ourselves together and then move right back out and be good? So let's not act like we all had to go back home at some particular point in time during our life because we, you know, messed up our finances, trying to live a little bit above our means than what we're supposed to, but just came up on some hard times, period. That's number one. Number two, the fact is that if he wants his mother close for whatever reason, whether the fact is because, like he said, he want to make sure his mother is good from here on out to the good Lord call her own. Me personally, I don't see nothing wrong with that because I have that same mindset when it comes to my mom. When I get myself a little bit more, get these businesses up and going, and financially, I know I'm good. I'm going to take care of my mother. I'm going to make sure she's good.
Right.
So I don't see nothing wrong with that either. Number three is nine times out of ten, all the ones that were sitting up there talking all kinds of trash about Mr. Bow Wow, a.k.a. Chad, however you pronounce his name, probably are the same mother lovers that's also living at home with day mom.
I like that censor.
So get off this man's case, because at least he actually owns his own home. Y'all living at y'all mama's house and probably ain't making no type of move to move out at whatsoever. So shut up, have a seat, come up with a life plan for your own life. Mind your business. This is the problem with America right now, is everybody is so busy trying to be caught up in somebody else's business, worried about somebody else's life, that they're not living their own.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, did they really read the full article, or did they just read the headlines and just went for what they know?
Probably the latter.
And that's what I'm thinking too, because there could be no possible way you could have read that full article and then still be sitting up there and putting your mouth on this man in a negative way. No way.
Right.
Unless you're just clearly void of any type of understanding and compassion whatsoever. I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
I don't see nothing wrong with it at all. And I even read some of the comments from some of the people in the group or whatever the case may be, and I agree with some of them. If this is a freaking mansion, this ain't no two or three bedroom apartment. This ain't no one-bedroom studio apartment. This is a freaking mansion. And if this man has had full-blown parties,
that's what I said. You got 100 people in your house. You having a whole house party, and your mama is not bothered. You have more than enough space for both of you to lead separate lives.
More than enough. That means the simple fact for him and Erica getting married, the simple fact there should be no problems whatsoever.
Right.
Mama got her side.
Right.
They got their side. Everybody should be happy.
Right. Free, what say you?
Did we lose
her? Right.
No, don't tell me we're not lost.
Wait a minute. There she is. Free?
Hello?
Okay, there you go.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Really, my only discrepancy about the whole situation is, do I still get to make my buttermilk pancakes but naked? That's all I want to know. Is anything else?
Can I answer that? Again, it is a freaking mansion. I'm quite sure there's more than one kitchen in that house.
Mom might come downstairs and say hello.
Listen.
I don't think the quarters are that close to the point where he can't have his own. They can't have their own privacy, and his mama can't have her own privacy.
Exactly. Yes, you can still cook your little flapjacks, your little buttermilk flapjacks, your blueberry flapjacks, your honey nut flapjacks, or whatever other pancakes you want to make, butt naked if you choose to.
Yeah, like I was saying, I don't think it's an issue if the space actually allows us to have. It all depends on the fact that we have the actual space for it. If we have the space for it, I'm good. I don't mind. All right. Next question. I'm not quite sure what to think anymore. My boyfriend and I have known each other since high school, but only started dating over 2 years ago. Started causing drama. Well, it was there when we started, and I asked him to caution her, but he just shrugged it off and said she'll get over it. His female friends call him whenever they feel like it and ask him for all sorts of things, including money. I told him this bothers me because I feel that they are disrespecting me by doing that, knowing I'm around. Why can't they ask their boyfriend? He has a very giving heart, but he can't seem to see that they are just using him for their benefit and deliberately annoying me. I don't mind him having female friends or helping out, but they are just taking it too far and sometimes even calling him at 2 a.m. to give him lifts somewhere he never goes, though. I've asked him to draw a line since he wants us to get married for this to stop. Am I being unreasonable? I don't know. Who wants to go for this?
I'm gonna let Free go.
I missed the first part. Who's the people making this request?
Well,
his parents.
This all started. They started dating about a little over 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And they now live together, and everything has been cool. But his ex started causing all the drama.
Okay.
She said it was there when they started dating, but she asked him to tell her to chill, pretty much. And he just shrugged it off and was like, she'll get over it. But she's telling him, you know, she's telling him he needs to get all of these chicks under control and stop, you know, why can't they call their men, you know, the ones who have men, why can't they call their boyfriends to do this kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, ain't nothing to cut a bitch off, like, real quick. Like, I don't even understand why she even has to go through the unnecessary extent of making this a request to get married. Like, your ex is your ex for a reason. And I mean, I'm still cool with some of my exes, but as far as impeding upon my new relationship in order to, you know, fulfill a request of theirs, that's what I'm not going to do. that's what I'm not going to do. So I don't even understand why he's going through all the extra trouble. I don't even get that. So yeah, like, I don't think she's out of line at all. I don't think she's out of line at all. And if it continues, I think she just should just move on, because obviously he wants to maintain a relationship for whatever reason. And if it ain't going to change,
and it's not only his ex, it's his female friends.
It's not just
his ex. It's like female friends that she doesn't mind. She doesn't mind him having female friends. It's just that sometimes things get out of control, and you know.
Yeah.
She just wants him to draw a line, and he doesn't seem to. For some reason, he doesn't seem to understand it.
Yeah. We gotta keep saying it, then he just don't get it. So don't. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's like 1, 2, 3 for me. I don't. If it gets to being to the point where you have to keep pressing the issue, leave him alone. That's the type of person he is. That's the type of man that you're going to marry. So either you want to deal with that type of man or you don't. Which one?
Huh.
Right.
So make a choice, sister. Make a choice.
Bishop?
Well, not to put down my fellow brothers, anything of that nature. Got a lot of love for the brother. However, if you notice on the site that you got a good woman or whatever the case may be, and your woman has an issue with something, and I don't care if it's a minor thing, but it's something that's bothering her, then just fix it. Because even though the simple fact you may seem like, okay, it's nothing, it's not a big deal, it's nothing. If it is to her, especially if this marriage is on the horizon, you don't want to go into that marriage with already a seed of division and discord being planted. You don't want that. You don't want her to sit there and feel like, when push comes to shove, like, you just won't hear her out, listen to her, or anything of that nature. That's not what you want. That opens the door for a whole lot of trouble. So I understand the simple fact you may leave your female friends and all that type of stuff. And I'm not saying, okay, you know, if they need some help every now and again, sure. But for the ones that do have a man, I'm sorry. Call your man. If I know my female friends got a significant other, and they calling me for some help, first thing out of my mouth is, where is such and such at?
Right.
Where is he at? Because somebody's slacking on their job. So where is he at? That's the first thing I'm asking.
I'm just sorry. Real quick, ladies, like, rule of thumb, if you're fucking him, he should be able to help you. If he can't help you, then why are you fucking him?
Right.
Simple.
What's his purpose?
Simple.
That's a good question. Good question.
What is his purpose? Like, why is he there? That's a very good question. But, yeah. All right. Do you think a relationship can go back to exactly the other person's kids?
Can it go back to what?
Do you think a relationship can go back to exactly the way it was if the other person cheated?
It can, but you both have to be realistic and admit that it's going to take some work. Because when you break that trust, it takes a lot of work to get it back. Let's just be for real. It does. Period. Because even though you apologize, and even though they can say, you know, they forgive you and all that type of stuff, the fact that you did it is still going to be in the back of their mind.
Poetry commented on this, and he says he feels that once that happens, you can do one of three things. One, you can ignore it and keep pushing like nothing ever happened. Then, of course, it will never get better because the issue or reason that this happened is never discussed. Discuss it and decide to move forward and use this as a foundation and or building block to make the relationship better. Or three, discuss it and try to move forward and it doesn't get better because either the person is just a cheater or you can't let go.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, that's so many words. Yeah.
Because, you know, I personally believe that if both people can come together and actually discuss it, and if they can both agree on working towards the relationship, it can work. It's going to take a lot of time. It's going to take a lot of time and a lot of effort. The person who is doing the forgiving needs to forgive and forget and let go. And that's where it's going to take a while because you can't just turn it off. You just kind of have to check yourself when this happens to not bring it up and not throw it in the cheater's face. Now, if you find out that they're cheating again, well, that's a whole different story. You just have to realize that you are with somebody who just cheats, who's a serial cheater, and just move on. Move on to somebody else, to, you know, a better relationship that, you know, where you're not going to deal with something like this. But it can happen. It just takes a while. It takes a long time for things to get back to exactly the way they were, especially if you're rebuilding the trust.
Definitely. It really takes a lot of work. Like, this is, you're trying to repair something. So if you're not all in, if you're not all the way on board, if you're not really going to forgive, then don't go down this road. Don't torture yourselves emotionally trying to pretend like you want to be back with this person. If they have cheated and they have violated your trust to the utmost, you don't think you can get over it, then let go of the situation because that's just nothing but negative energy. And I don't believe in holding on to negative energy for any reason. So if you're not really in it to fix it and to learn how to work better together, then don't walk down this road because this is a very hard, ugly road, because I believe, like, there has to be a point of where it's just completely transparent.
All right.
Okay.
Everything must be on the table.
I can agree with that.
And you can't feel any type of way when you're being questioned about something. You need to realize that you're the one who has broken trust, and now you have to give this person every reason to trust you. So when you say that you're going to work, your ass better be going to work. And don't be feeling any type of way if you see me rolling through the parking lot, to make sure that your ass is at work. You want me to trust you, right? You want me to trust you? Okay, well, let me see that I can trust you, because I no longer can give you trust unseen. You know what I mean? That's how we go into relationships. We're trusting a person blindly to never hurt us, to never violate
us. Right. So
now I have to verify my truth in you. And no, I'm not going to badger you, but don't get mad if I want to look in your phone. Give me some time where I can feel like I can trust you, so we can build this up, and then there's going to be a point where it's like, okay, I don't need to look at your phone no more. You know what I mean? I don't need to do this no more. We've graduated to the next level where I feel like I can give you this leeway. I can trust you sight unseen now. So I just think people just need to prepare themselves for the ugly part it takes to get to the other side of it. It can happen. It's possible.
but are you strong enough emotionally to really go through the ugly part?
That's the question. That pretty much sums it up in a nutshell.
So, that's what it is. Be ready or just jump ship.
Okay. So, we are actually going to be cutting it a little short this evening. Since we only have 20 minutes left in the show, I just want to thank everybody who actually listened in, everybody who is going to be listening to the archives. We appreciate all of our fans and our supporters. We thank you so much. You just don't understand how much this helps us. And it looks like we actually have somebody who wants to say something. So, last four digits, 4657, you are on the air with His and Hers. How are you?
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to say keep up the good work. I love listening to you guys on the internet or just calling in or whatever, but y'all doing a good job. Keep it up.
Well, thank you. And can we have your name, please?
No.
No? Okay.
This is Portia's sister.
Oh, got it.
I thought I recognized that voice.
I was looking at that 504 number. I'm like, 504? Well, thank you. He is on a prior engagement, so he is not with us tonight. But we thank you for listening and for always supporting us.
Yes, thank you.
And one day she'll make it to the DMV and we're actually going to have her on.
Oh.
See, y'all.
That's
I'm asleep.
Oh, now you're asleep. we need you to wake up then. You can't be asleep. We need you to wake up.
All right. Well, we're going to close out, and we thank you so much for calling, Yada. We appreciate you listening in to us, and you know it's all love from us to you. Okay. As every Friday night, we are with you. Here on His and Hers Friday, every Friday night from 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. And, you have poetry, you have myself, Dulce Diva, you have the wonderful Free and the incomparable Bishop Eddie Kang. On Mondays, we usually have the Hangout, and we're still trying to revamp that. And speaking of the Hangout, if anybody is interested in maybe helping and hosting the Hangout, please just send us an email to reach us at twosidesofthestory.com, and hey, you can become part of the team. On Tuesdays, every other Tuesday, we should have TSOTS interviews, and we are working on getting a couple of people lined up for this, so just stay with us, just bear with us, and we'll keep you posted on who's going to be on next. Wednesdays is the Skybox, usually that's covered with Chills. It's Almond Joy and Ken DC People's Champ talking all kinds of sports. They talk about every kind of sport that is out there. It's not just football, basketball. They talk about everything. On Thursday nights, it's the Mic Check. And that also has Chills. And it also has Ken DC People's Champ. And it also has the one and only Bishop Eddie Kang. And that's where you guys talk about all kinds of music, right? You guys talk mainstream. You guys talk underground. You talk
everything. Everything. Music, we talk about it. We had a good show yesterday. So we talk about everything.
Yes. So be sure to listen. You can always find their groups on Facebook. You can always do a search for Two Sides of the Story Production. You'll find our fan page there. You'll find the form to each and every one of the shows, including Aaron's, which is Collective Insights. TSOTS presents Collective Insights. So just do a search. Don't forget that if you want to listen to us, you can always do so by downloading the app. We have an app. Yes, we have an app. You can find it for your iPhone. You can find it for your Android. You can find it for your BlackBerry, for those people who still use BlackBerry. And you can also find it for your Kindle Fire device, your Amazon devices. So be sure to look, you know, just download it. If you are not sure, you can always download the Stitcher app. We do it there as well. If you're on iTunes, you can find it on iTunes. You can download the podcast. And remember, all of this is free. It's at no charge to you. So, you know, you can keep us around in your pocket at all times and just listen to all of the craziness and madness and all the good stuff that we have for you. You can also check us out on the web at twosidesofthestoryproductions.com. You will see us. This is where we keep up everything that has to do with the shows. We are literally everywhere on the web. So we want to say thank you. If you can always send us emails. If you want to send your questions to the show, just do his and hers at twosidesofthestory.com, and we will be more than glad to address your questions and talk about them on our show. We thank you so much. We appreciate you. And we just want to wish you a wonderful and happy, happy weekend. And we will see you guys next week. Good night.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Silent, violent, living it up in the city.
funk you up. Uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up.